This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from the Disney theme parks around the world. Here now, the news for June 28th, 2023. Actually, before we get to the news real quick, I just want to talk about a little something. Obviously, next week we're celebrating 16 years of WDWNT.com. I feel very old. But we often use this time of year to implement some changes around the company and change the way we do some things. And with that being said, we are going to be trying something new out in regards to the News Today programs. So what you're going to see start next week, and this may not be permanent, it's at least going to go on for a month or two or three while we see if it makes a difference. The plan is to only have two of these shows a week from now on, and that would be on Monday and Thursday. Currently, we do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and what we found that is a lot of people are not in the, they're not either in the mood or in the market for news on the weekend. And so we've decided that for now we're going to move to a Monday and Thursday schedule. And some of you are probably saying, well, Thursday is when we do News Today with Disneyland News Today. Well, what we're going to do is actually fold Disneyland News Today back into this show. So this show will once again cover all of the different Disney theme parks around the world, including Anaheim, on a more regular basis. Part of that is we believe we're putting out too many news shows a week. It's too much for people. It's too many sittings, essentially, for folks. Number two is with the Disneyland show being weekly, sometimes we don't get to the news as quickly, we find. And so we think it'd be great to have all the news back in one show, and it's in sections so you can watch the ones you want to watch, or you can watch them all if you'd like. And we actually prefer that. In fact, it's better for us. But it's a change we're going to try for a little while in an effort to have two less shows on here a week. That helps us in a number of ways. Number one, it allows to give myself and the people who work on the production side here a little more time in the week to work on some other things. Also, it gives you less sittings to have to watch the news, right? There won't be four of them a week. Instead, there will be two total news shows on this channel a week. Obviously, the shows will be a little longer, but it seems people like that. And also, you know, you guys have the ability to fast forward or go to whatever stories for whatever resorts you're interested in. So we think it's the best move. Also, you know, it's what YouTube has told us is better. They've told us that we probably should be publishing less videos a week. You know, we're playing with that algorithm. That's the battle of, trying to run a business that relies on YouTube revenue. We have to play to that algorithm. And part of what we've been told is if we put out less shows a week, it would certainly help. And so that's the plan for now. Obviously, if any really big news happens on, Tuesday or Wednesday or Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we will go back to doing a thing we used to do, which was Breaking News Today, which are these little interstitial episodes where we could pop in just to let you know about something that's really pressing that we need to get out to you immediately. But otherwise, we find it'll be best to have two new shows a week, one on Monday, one on Thursday. We're also going to work on having an actual sort of a publication time, a time at which those shows are released on a consistent basis. So there'll be a set release time on Monday and Thursday. We're going to work to make that happen. I don't know what it will be yet, but again, this will all begin next week. So we're going to finish this week the way it's been. There will be another episode on Friday. Disneyland News Today will still come out on Thursday. But starting next week, Monday and Thursday for News Today with WDW News Today, and those will be our only two news shows every week, at least for the foreseeable future. You can let us know in the comments below if you think that's better, you think that's worse. We love to hear feedback. We love to know. We're still going to try it out for a little while, but it's also good to have that feedback from you guys who actually watch the program on a consistent basis. Let us know what you like. All right, now let's get on with the news. The Walt Disney Company and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis are asking for two different court dates in Disney's lawsuit against DeSantis. Political journalist Mary Ellen Klass shared a screenshot of the court scheduling briefing for the lawsuit. And while Disney is asking for a court date in July of 2024, DeSantis is asking for an August 2025 court date. In May, DeSantis officially announced his bid for president. An August 2025 court date would be after the November 2024 presidential election. Judge Alan C. Windsor has taken over the lawsuit Disney filed against DeSantis and the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District Board of Supervisors. The CFTOD board filed a countersuit, and a hearing date is set for July 14th. The Tiana's Foods Water Tower has been installed at Tiana's Bayou Adventure at the Magic Kingdom. The upcoming attraction, of course, will replace Splash Mountain, which closed forever in January. The water tower is at the front of the Frontierland attraction, overlooking the exterior sections of the ride. The tower is dark brown and topped with a silver decorative piece resembling Tiana's lily pad-inspired tiara. The Tiana's Food logo is white on the front, and a colorful version of this logo is on the construction walls around the attraction, as you've probably seen. Tiana's Foods is an employee-owned community food co-op established by Tiana in 1927, following the success of her restaurant, Tiana's Palace. The co-op is housed inside a salt mine with growers planting crops along the old Splash Mountain waterway. Guests will ascend through a mill house that has been built into the side of the mountain. The two stars on the tiara of the water tower represent Ray and Evangeline. And the water tower is visible from nearly every angle around the attraction. It's really the same way Chicopin Hill, the tree trunk was the sort of the icon, the weenie, if you will, the thing that drew your eyes to Splash Mountain. I think the water tower will be that, or at least is meant to be that, for this attraction. On the back of the water tower is the quote, "Never, ever lose sight of what's really important." You may remember Tiana's father says this in The Princess and the Frog, and she quotes it later in the film. Meanwhile, one of the last remnants of Splash Mountain has been removed from the Magic Kingdom, the pressed penny machine. There were previously two Splash Mountain pressed penny machines, and after Splash Mountain closed in January to make way for the new ride, one pressed penny machine featuring Splash Mountain designs was briefly gone. It returned for a few days later on, but then eventually disappeared. The second pressed penny machine was moved from inside Splashdown Photos to near the restrooms behind the Frontierland train station. This one has remained for the past 6 months, but as of this week is now gone. The machine previously offered two Splash Mountain pressed penny designs and one 50th anniversary pressed penny design, so you could say all three of those pennies were very dated. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, Be Our Guest Vacations. Your dream vacation begins with Be Our Guest and their concierge team of expert vacation planners. Head on over to BeOurGuestVacations.com/WDWNT, and their team will design your next magical vacation, from the Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resorts to the Disney Cruise Line to Adventures by Disney and more. They're also able to book unforgettable VIP tours where you and your group can experience the ultimate park day. And the best part is their services are 100% free, so book today. Also, big shout out to Be Our Guest for being the proud sponsor of Where in the World is Tom Corliss, our exciting new game show that is probably the most complicated segment show, whatever you want to call it, we've ever done in the 16-year history of WDWNT. It'll debut next Thursday, July 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern live on WDWNT TV as part of the 250th episode of WDW News Tonight. Make sure you tune in for that. The grand prize is a four-night stay at a Walt Disney World moderate resort hotel. And again, I think it's going to be a wildly entertaining game beyond that. This week, we stopped by Joffrey's in Tomorrowland at the Magic Kingdom to try the new Blueberry Lemon Cookie. The name of that stand, of course, is Joffrey's Revive. The cookie is available. That location is between Space Mountain, kind of near Tron, closer to Space Mountain, though. It costs $5.99, and a 20% discount is available for annual pass holders. The blueberry lemon cookie is like indulging in a blueberry muffin with a hint of zesty lemon, all packed into a soft baked cookie. You can read the review at WDWNT.com, where most people have commented that the cookie looks stale. Was it? You got to read the review to find out. A new posting on the Disney Auditions website indicates Disney will bring back the marching band version of the toy soldiers in this year's Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas Time parade at the Magic Kingdom. The marching toy soldiers appear near the end of the parade, though through 2019, they were a real marching band playing trumpets and drums. Of course, due to COVID, they were taken away. They haven't come back to the parade yet, but this year they will come back, which is good. This is honestly, I think, along with like electrical water pageant, and things that are maybe slipping my mind right now. There are a few quintessential things that have survived Walt Disney World throughout its 50-year history that I think are incredibly special. I think the marching soldiers, the toy soldiers, are one of those things. They're just, it's such an iconic part of the Disney World experience. I think it's the most iconic part of Disney World's Christmas. And I'm so glad they're gonna be playing instruments again. It's great. Fairy Tale Fireworks, a sparkling dessert cruise near Magic Kingdom, is returning from refurbishment next month with new, higher pricing. Fairy Tale Fireworks, a sparkling dessert cruise, closed in March for refurbishment, but bookings are now available for dessert cruises on Wednesdays and Saturdays in July, starting on July 12th. Previously, the experience cost $99 for adults and $69 for children. It's now $130 for adults and $100 for kids ages 3 to 9, tax and gratuity included. Here's how Disney World describes the event. Quote, climb aboard one of Disney's most iconic ferry boats for an unforgettable evening on the Seven Seas Lagoon. Start by checking in at the Transportation and Ticket Center, where you'll be greeted with a refreshing beverage before setting sail. Then let the ferry boat's crew regale you with an entertaining backstory of the vessel's magic. And once you cast off, the celebration continues with a stellar selection of international cheeses and delightful desserts crafted by our pastry team. Plus, you could choose from a selection of specialty drinks themed to the sparkling shooting stars of the fireworks. Alcoholic options are available for guests 21 years of age and older. And for the kiddos, there's also an ultraviolet scavenger hunt. So whether you're sipping one of our signature drinks, nibbling on a tasty sweet, or discovering blacklight clues, you're a part of the magnetic magic that makes the cruises so special and unique. And when it comes time for the grand finale fireworks to light up the sky over Cinderella Castle, be sure to grab a spot along the ferry boat's railing and slip on your Mickey Vision glasses. They'll transform your viewing experience in the most delightful way. Something quick I just want to say about this. Many of our readers and viewers have done this over the years. I've never heard a sparkling review of this thing. I think it's a weird viewing. Like, I've been out on a private boat, one of the pontoons, to watch the fireworks. That's very cool. I don't know if sharing a ferry boat in the middle of July with guests is the best way to watch fireworks from Magic Kingdom. Some of the dessert parties at Magic Kingdom are a better deal. There's some of those I don't even recommend because I think the view is trash, honestly, for the price. I think you end up packed in with people, and it's not even the best view of the show. I like the one that includes the seating at the bottom level of Tomorrowland Terrace. That's the only one of those I'd recommend, and even then, I'm still lukewarm on it, honestly. I don't think it's one of the better ones. But if you're going to do one, that's what I recommend. I don't recommend the other Tomorrowland Terrace ones. The view is bad. You can honestly get a better view 5 minutes before the show walking up. And I would not do the fairy tale one either. But if you want it, it's available. And now it's even more expensive, which seems kind of crazy. In an interview with The Points Guy, chairman of Disney Parks Experiences and Products, Josh D'Amaro said, quote, something will happen with Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, which of course is closing permanently at the end of September this year. On the subject of the hotel, D'Amaro spoke about pushing Imagineers to take risks. Quote, raise the bar, he said. Try things that guests aren't even asking for because they don't know to ask for that yet. I know not everything's going to work. What did work, though, is we took creativity and storytelling to a completely new level, to a level that had never existed before. It didn't work commercially. And so when we realized that, you just make a call and move on. The Points Guy asked what would happen to the shuttered hotel. No hints yet, D'Amaro said with a smile, but something will happen. Some of this statement I agree with. I think that's absolutely the sentiment we want to hear from a Disney executive, right? Is that, you know, we're going to keep trying things and sometimes there's going to be things that a guest hasn't even thought of. And that's great. That's what we want to see. And Star Cruiser was that. Absolutely. Did it commercially work? I think it did, but the verdict's out on that. I think it was profitable, but... And I think it could have been profitable at a lower price point, but they decided not to move forward. But clearly, I mean, he said something will happen with it, so they must have some plan that they think will be more profitable, right? So we're going to wait and see what that is, and we'll let you know when we know. DVC Resale Market is the world's largest Disney Vacation Club reseller in the world. For anyone looking to buy or sell any Disney Vacation Club property, the DVC Resale Market is the place. The entire staff is made up of Disney-trained former cast members who deliver an unmatched level of experience, knowledge, and efficiency 7 days a week. If you're thinking about becoming a Disney Vacation Club member, their team can welcome you home for less with savings up to 65% off Disney direct prices. Make sure to head on over to DVCResaleMarket.com. We bought our, I'm a DVC member, kind of. We bought our contract on the resale market for Polynesian, so it is often, I think ours was 50 to 65% off, so it is the cheapest way to do it. Extra water features have been installed in Toontown at Tokyo Disneyland as they prepare for the hot summer months. Twitter user at Ucanium provided us with photos of some new water features and related signage in the land. The Drenched in Toontown event will officially be underway on July 4th and will last through September 6th. For those of you that are unaware, Japan in the summer, people warned me before I went for the first time that it would be more humid than Orlando in the summer. I kind of laughed. They were right. It's worse. But guests will be able to get soaked at the Jolly Trolley's Garage, the Toontown Fire Station, and the Fireworks Factory, which will spout more water than ever before. And there'll be new limited-time cool mist and waterfall features. The Jolly Trolley water feature are themed to cleaning machines for the trolley. Think of it as a trolley wash, in a sense. And because of Tokyo's hot and humid summers, they often do these summer events and entertainment and overlays with plenty of water. Goofy, in this case, has taped this note to the nearby door. Quote, while messing with the pipes, water started gushing out. Use tape to fix the pipes, but watch out for water from above. More warnings from Goofy are on the ground. Watch out for water from above, it says. And the orange sign says the same thing. Tokyo Disneyland guests can also enjoy Baymax's Mission Cool Down this summer. The short two-float cavalcade will roll down the parade route three times a day. And in the summertime splash event, guests in certain areas can expect to be soaked to the bone by water sprayed from the float as Baymax works to cool everyone down. Also, Splash Mountain Get Wet Max will return from July 4th to September 6th. Meanwhile, over at DisneySea, a special harbor greeting featuring Duffy and friends will circle Mediterranean Harbor twice daily, and a new line of Duffy merchandise will be released for the summer as well. Guests can also enjoy the return of the wet course on Aquatopia for the first time since 2019. And we do have, of course, a team of Tokyo reporters who will bring you video and photos and more of all this in the coming days, so stay tuned. Donald Duck hand soap dispensers are now available at some of the public sinks in Tokyo DisneySea. We spotted the Donald-inspired foaming hand soap dispensers at American Waterfront and Mysterious Island. These will be available until July 31st. The American Waterfront sinks are located near Tower of Terror, near a earhead band kiosk. You place your hand under the dispenser, and then you hit the button and with your other hand, and then it will make this Donald Duck webbed foot shape of soap on your hand. The other Donald Duck hand soap dispenser is located in the cave area of Mysterious Island. And for the best results, you got to place your hand directly under the dispenser, up against the bottom, press the button, remove your hand slowly and straight down so the shape will stay intact. Of course, specially shaped foaming hand soap has been a popular offering at the Tokyo Disney Resort for many years now. It started with Mickey Head soap dispensers. The kids' soap in the bathrooms was always this. Then they rolled out to the park. Then they sold the actual pumps in the stores at the park, which now the U.S. parks have ripped off at this point. But they've also done other characters. In 2020, Tokyo Disneyland introduced a limited-time Minnie Mouse hand soap dispenser, which Miko helped me learn how to use in my January of 2020 trip, which you're seeing a clip of right now. But also, they've done others, and now Donald. Very, very cute. Of course, annual maintenance is an inevitability no matter where you go in the Disney parks, but fortunately, Tokyo Disney Resort prefers to tell guests way in advance of when they plan on closing rides for refurbishment, and we now know what will be closed through May of 2024. At Tokyo Disneyland, the Swiss Family Treehouse will remain closed until an undetermined time. It's been closed since April 1st of 2022. Still no reopening date. The Mark Twain Riverboat will be closed May 10th to June 28th of this year. Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blasters from May 11th to October 31st. That's a long one. The Jungle Cruise from June 27th to July 28th. The Meeting with Mickey on Main Street will be closed from July 3rd to September 13th. The Sky Full of Colors Fireworks Show is from July 3rd to September 6th. The Beaver Brothers Explorer Canoes from July 17th to September 3rd. Haunted Mansion for its annual overlay from August 10th to September 13th. Gadget's Go Coaster from September 4th to the 13th. It's a Small World from September 15th to October 2nd. Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin, September 19th to October 6th. Pirates of the Caribbean will be closed again October 3rd to October 27th. You may remember it was closed for several months last year into this year. Monsters, Inc. Ride and Go Seek is closed November 2nd to the 27th. The Enchanted Tiki Room Stitch Presents Aloha Ikomo Mai is closed November 7th to the 20th. Goofy's Paint and Playhouse November 17th to December 1st. Splash Mountain is closed November 28th to December 28th. Don't worry, that's not for a new attraction. Mickey's Magic Music World is closed next year from January 9th to the 19th. The Enchanted Tale of Beauty and the Beast, the brand new ride, will also be closed January 9th to January 25th of 2024. Haunted Mansion to remove its overlay January 9th to February 6th. Peter Pan's Flight from January 26th to April 24th. And one that many of you will probably want to be very aware of, Pooh's Honey Hunt will be closed from January 26th all the way until May 24th of 2024. I know many of you have told me you're waiting to take your big trip to Tokyo when Fantasy Springs opens. Keep that in mind, though, because if it's a once-in-a-lifetime trip, you do not want to miss Pooh's Honey Hunt. So very important to remember those dates. Meanwhile, Tokyo DisneySea, the Saludos Amigos greeting dock with Duffy is closed until July 21st. Fortress Explorations is reopening in a few days on July 1st as well. Jasmine's Flying Carpets is closed June 13th through August 10th. Flounder's Flying Fish Coaster closed from August 28th to October 2nd. 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, October 3rd to November 6th. The Magic Lamp Theater from November 1st all the way to February 11th of next year. Journey to the Center of the Earth will be closed November 21st to December 20th. Scuttle Scooters from January 9th to January 12th. Believe Sea of Dreams, the Nighttime Spectacular, will be dark January 9th to February 5th of 24. Toy Story Mania will be closed January 10th to April 8th of 2024. And the DisneySea Electric Railway will be closed January 11th to March 11th of 2024. Hong Kong Disneyland Resort Ambassador Tony Dick confirmed via the ambassador's Instagram story that the Sword in the Stone will be permanently removed from the park to be replaced by the new Dreammaker statue featuring Walt Disney and Mickey Mouse. Quote, I need to prove myself worthy one last time before the sword disappears, said Tony in the Instagram story before attempting to remove the sword from the stone. As at other Disney parks, the Sword in the Stone is located in Fantasyland directly behind the castle, in this case, the Castle of Magical Dreams, and in front of Cinderella Carousel. The Sword in the Stone has been part of Hong Kong Disneyland since it opened in September of 2005. The concept art of the new Dreammaker statue implied it would go where the Sword in the Stone currently is, but there was no confirmation. And while other Disney parks usually have their Walt and Mickey statues in front of their castle, this one will be behind it. Dreammakers honors the moment when Walt, sitting on a bench and watching his daughters on a merry-go-round, dreamed up the idea for Disneyland, hence why it's next to the Cinderella Carousel. I'm so excited for the statue. I think it's so cute. I'm excited to go back to Hong Kong in general, but very excited to see this. For the absolute latest on these stories and all that didn't make it into today's show, be sure to check WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all of our WIGS members watching who make this show happen every week. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Welcome to News Today with Universal Parks News Today. I'm Tom Corliss. Here now the news.